Tanner Peterson of the Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton Spartans joining Casey Miners at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network here as she was named our Female Athlete of the Month in the month of February. And Taryn, you're a four-sport athlete. You run track, you play basketball, you're a softball player, you play basketball, you also play volleyball. You know, what's it like trying to balance playing four sports, and which one really stands out to you as your favorite?
You know, I just obviously I like the atmosphere, and I like being around people that I obviously like. So I play all four sports, and I have a lot of fun doing that. I would say obviously probably my favorite is basketball. I just feel the most comfortable when I'm playing on the court. So I just go out and have a lot of fun. You know, even if it's a win or lose, you just got to do what you can do and have fun while doing it.
What first started that love for basketball? Was it your dad who's your basketball coach? Was it your mom? What was that that really started that first love?
I'd say it was my dad that, you know, started it. I obviously started when I was really young, and then after I kind of got into it, I did some AAU basketball. So after doing AAU, I really just found the love for the sport, and I just fell more in love with it. And I work at it to get better every year. So, you know, just to try and be the best I can be for our team and everything. So I'd say probably my dad got me into that.
You know, most kids growing up, you know, they have a parent that gets them into a sport, and then they, you know, some kids watch basketball and they have a person that they idolize their game around. Is that kind of the case for you? Do you have somebody you really watch and you want to play like when you're out there on the court?
Yeah. I just kind of go out and play as a team, you know, and just have some fun on the court with everybody else. So just going out, playing our game, and having fun with everybody out on the team.
We'll talk about the other sports a little bit for you, too. You know, you play volleyball, you run track, and you play softball. You know, got state qualifying down for track. You went to state as a shortstop on the softball team for Audubon this last year, and, you know, a really good outside hitter for the Spartan volleyball team. What else stands out for you on the court? And, you know, if you had a really – how do you think your skills from one sport to the other really helps you with basketball?
You know, obviously, I think – well, track obviously gets you more into shape and everything. Well, every sport does, because you have a lot of running you have to do back and forth. And I don't really know. It just keeps me active and everything. And, like, obviously it gets me stronger throughout the year. Going to weights, too, also gets you stronger throughout the year as well. So just going, like, I just say mostly the activity, and, like, it's just a bunch of running, too, so everything will keep me in shape and everything. So I just say all the activity and stuff.
I know you're only a sophomore, but if you were to look at, you know, one moment from your sports career, whether it was in basketball, softball, volleyball, or track, you know, what stands out to you as, you know, one of the moments you're like, wow, that just happened, or one of the moments that you're like, I can't believe, like, we did that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Obviously, I'd say our state softball, you know, that regional final game coming in, the game was still tied 0-0, and the sound off the bat, it just went, and our whole team, like, we put a lot of effort and work and everything to get to where we got at the state tournament down in softball, so I'd say it's probably one of the biggest moments that was pretty amazing for me, so... Just because that team that we had, or that was there, was like everything. We worked our butts off every single day at practice. You know, sometimes our games we had off games a little bit, but you know, we still managed to get a win out of that. But I just think being down there with that team was a really amazing experience.
You know, most people know you as a four-sport standout for Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton. Who's Taryn off the court? You know, what are some of your hobbies? What do you like doing and stuff like that?
I'd say some of my hobbies, I just still work on sports. Those are my, like, main things. I hang out with my friends a lot. I just try and be a good human for our community to represent our school and everything. And just so people know me from being a good and nice human to everyone. So I'd say those are my hobbies. I just try and work on sports to get better at them. And, yeah.
If you look at your other sports you play, I know we mentioned, we talked about basketball being the main one. Volleyball, you know, just being such an outside hitter, you know, what started that for you? Was it just kind of, you know, basketball was the main thing, and then you kind of did these other sports because you like being around teammates and stuff like that? What kind of helped develop a like for volleyball and track and softball?
Yeah, my teammates obviously are a huge part of everything. So you got to have a good community to be around because, you know, sometimes other schools have, you know, not communities that girls and guys just don't want to be around each other and everything. So I'd say for us being combined with Audubon for softball and softball and track, it was amazing experience being down there with them for sport or being up there with them for sports and everything. And then volleyball, I just kind of got more into it. We have a good coach here, so it kind of like helps us with everything, and he knows what he's doing. So having a good coach is also a good thing, and having supportive teammates is also another good thing for us. I think we always have supportive teammates, you know, down here. So I just think being there with the team and everything gets me more going in every sport.
Who's one of those coaches that you feel like really stands out for you? And, you know, your dad's your basketball coach. You know, you have Coach Reischauer as a volleyball coach. You know, track and Audubon. You know, Andy, who was the Audubon, you know, softball coach. What coach really you think stood out to you and really helped you develop as an athlete?
I'd say the coach that stood out to me the most is probably Derek Reischauer, I would say. You know, he puts a lot of work in with us for us girls to be the best that we can be and get where he wants. You know, he strives for everything every time, and he obviously does not like losing. So I just say that he stands out the most. He always has the most, like, energy and everything. Like, he always is ready for practice, and he just wants us to go out there and play our game and do what we do in practice and put it on the floor. So I'd say that he's one of, like, the biggest coaches that have, like, influenced me the most sometimes.
You know, you're only a sophomore. You got 2 years left. What are some of the things you really want to accomplish before your career is done with the Xira Elkhorn Kimpleton?
I just obviously want to do everything for the team. I want to get, obviously, everyone down to, state at least one time in their life, and they're at least when I'm playing with them and everything. And you know, we have a big game tomorrow. We're going to do our best that we can play. Obviously, I want to try and get down to state tournament as a sophomore. That'd be amazing. And, for other sports, I just wanted to get them to a good spot and everything. I want other girls on the team to make them love the sport as much as I do and stuff. So, and I just want them to have fun while doing it because I know sometimes, obviously, people just don't have fun doing things. And I just wish sports for girls with everybody could have a good chance of doing good things in their high school career.
Taryn, that is all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me. Good luck coming up in the big basketball game tomorrow night, and good luck coming up the rest of the season.
Thank you.